Talking with Plattsmouth head football coach Curtis Larson and his team getting ready for week five of the football season. And coach, coming off of a win, made the trek to Lexington last week and left with a victory. Tell us about it and what stood out to you on Friday.
Yeah, you know, anytime you got to go 3.5 hours for a football game, you're always wondering, you know, how can the kids handle it, the players can handle it. And I thought for the most part, our guys did a pretty good job. Leaving school early, getting on a charter, driving out there. The air conditioner in one of the charters was out, so we had to switch in Lincoln to another charter so we can have some air conditioning. So it was a little hot for about an hour on our way out there. So a little bit of adversity off the field. So you're always concerned about how our players can handle it. But I thought for the most part, our guys did a pretty good job handling those things. And we got off to a good start right away, being able to establish the run. And they kind of threw us in for a loop a little bit with some hurry up tempo, check with me stuff. And at halftime, we made some adjustments and we're able to shut them out, in the second half. But proud of our kids, proud of the way we responded, and being able to come away with a win after traveling that far is always fun.
Yeah, and it was a response after a loss to a really good Scut team the week before. You never want to lose a game, but I'm sure you would be the first to admit as a coach that sometimes you learn a lot when you do, lose a game. What did you guys learn in week three that helped you in week four and will hopefully help you going forward?
Yeah, one of those things, when we got to the Scut game, it wasn't like we lost by giving up a lot as far as, yards or, points or all of those things. We lost in a lot of hidden numbers. Like right off the bat, we couldn't get off the right foot with field position. And it really felt like Iowa football, if any comparison is. It just kind of felt like they were putting us starting field position inside the 20, being able to, go three and out, and then we're punting and they're in the plus territory because of punting, and we just couldn't feel like we got out of, the right start on momentum wise. So we looked at those things and we talk about how important it is to start off on the right foot and how to gain early momentum. So those types of things, we kind of realized that, hey, we're not the team that could survive, this type of field position. So it's really important that we don't get into those types of battles, and when we do, how to respond and all those things. So our kids really took it to heart, and our kids had an understanding of kind of why we lost and what we need to get better at. And that was the focus this week.
Yeah, and getting into district play this week against Gretna East, not that non-district games don't matter, because they certainly do, but, obviously you get to district play and it amps up a little bit. What's the one or two things you feel really good about through four games?
I think just the way our front is playing, whether, on the offensive side of the ball or defensive side of the ball. I think in Class B, you win a lot of football games when you're able to establish what you want on the front, on the offensive line and defensive line. Those things really help. And I'm really proud of, the guys that are putting in the work and doing the right things and everything that we ask of them up front.
Let's talk about this matchup with Gretna East now. As we mentioned, it kicks off district play there in Class B. They're 3-1 of the year. Their lone loss was to a really good Bennington team. Early thoughts on what you're seeing from Gretna East?
They got a lot of athletes, and they're going to be able to kind of two platoon you with some of the athletes that they have. They have a lot on their roster. And those types of games are going to be hard for us because, we field 45 kids, 9 through 12, and everybody's, suits up. So, just being able to bear that and making sure that, we take a part of opportunities that are given to us, and, maybe not get so stuck in our old ways and think outside the box sometimes, because, they're going to be coming after us and they're fast, and we're going to be able to respond.
Yeah, it looks like for them offensively, they've been pretty balanced this year. Going against them, what will you guys have to do defensively?
Defensively, I think we're going to have to stop the explosive plays. They have a really good running back in Connor Sams, and I've always been pleased with the way he plays and carries the football, and their quarterback's not bad either. And being able to stop those two guys is going to be pretty difficult. And I'm pretty sure, if I remember right, they return all five offensive linemen from last year. Some of those things are hard to equal. And so it's going to be really important defensively to make sure we limit the big plays and make sure that if they're going to drive, they're going to have to drive all the way down the field.
Yeah, and then for you guys offensively, you'd mentioned, you know, in the Scut game, it just felt like you never, you know, got your footing. How important is it going to be to, you know, kind of control the tempo the way you guys want to control the tempo?
Yeah, it kind of goes back to making sure that we establish Levi Walker. You know, our running back's pretty good too, and our offensive line, I would say, has been steady and been kind of an anchor for us. And being able to get him off on the right foot offensively for our offense is going to be really, really important, because when number one's running 6-7 yards down the field, it opens a lot of things up, and being able to play off of that's going to be really important.
Curtis Larson, head football coach at Platt Smith. Coach, appreciate the time today, and best of luck on Friday.
All right, appreciate you guys having us.